Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Biden administration says it supports waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Cindy Lupkin reports that would allow more manufacturers to produce the shots.
So this is a proposed waiver of parts of a 1995 global intellectual property agreement through the World Trade Organization. There are a few things in there, but the most important thing is that it would allow other countries to jump in on the vaccine patents, allowing them to start making vaccines on their own without waiting for companies like Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson to supply them.
NPR's Cindy Lupkin reporting. President Biden will travel to Louisiana today. He'll visit Lake Charles to make another push for his massive infrastructure and jobs plan. Biden is scheduled to tour a water plant to highlight projects to rebuild the nation's bridges, highways, and other critical infrastructure. A federal judge on Wednesday struck down a moratorium on evictions, but then after an appeal, she put her ruling on hold. The CDC issued the moratorium last year to prevent people from getting evicted during the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Chris Arnold has more on the case that was filed by the Alabama Association of Realtors.
It's clear that the CDC has the ability to order certain things to prevent the spread of disease, especially in times like this. But the judge said here the CDC overreached. There have been conflicting decisions. Other judges have come to other conclusions. But the bottom line in all this is that this decision or this ruling goes far beyond any of the others. And on its face, it would strike down this eviction moratorium nationwide.
NPR's Chris Arnold reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the new Biden administration has already demonstrated a seriousness of purpose in reference to U.S. plans to resume its participation in the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Villa Marks reports from London.
Secretary Blinken said the United States would return to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the Iran deal's formal name, under compliance-for-compliance terms. In short, if Iran stuck to its side of the bargain, so would Washington. But after meetings with top diplomats from other G7 nations in the British capital, Blinken told a BBC interviewer that the US administration did not yet know whether Iran is prepared to make the same decision and to move forward. He said teams from both countries will resume indirect discussions in Vienna in the coming days. And he added that any decision by the British government to transfer funds to Tehran for a detainee swap or any other reason would be a sovereign decision for the United Kingdom. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.
The Labor Department says new claims for unemployment fell last week to just below 500,000. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. India is reporting its highest daily number of coronavirus infections. The country's health ministry has confirmed more than 412,000 new cases within the past 24 hours. Hospitals are still struggling with severe shortages of oxygen, beds, and antiviral drugs. Post-Brexit challenges are flaring up in the waters around the British island of Jersey, which lies off the coast of France. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports both Britain and France have sent naval vessels to the area amid rising tensions over fishing rights.
Under the Brexit deal, EU fishermen are allowed continued access to British waters, while British fishermen can continue to sell their catch on the massive EU market. But French fishermen who trawl near the Channel Islands of Jersey and Guernsey say Britain is attaching new conditions to fishing and withholding permits.
L'Europe, la France a des moyens.
Speaking in Parliament, French Fishing Minister Annick Girard said the EU and France have the means to respond by cutting electricity to Jersey, provided through underwater cables. Britain called the veiled threat shameful and has sent two patrol vessels as a precautionary measure. France has now done the same. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Vaccine developers Pfizer and BioNTech say they will donate vaccines to inoculate athletes and officials preparing for the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Shipments are scheduled to go out this month to give Olympic delegations time to be fully vaccinated with a second shot before arriving in Tokyo. The games are scheduled to begin on July 23rd. This is NPR News.